God.
Hey, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm bringing the meeting back to order. We have a 1:30 agenda item in this meeting to discuss and provide direction to the courthouse remodel following completion and occupancy of the CCSO administrative building. So this is beginning conversations on the record, and I don't anticipate that there's any specific decisions being made today, and is there any expectation for that, but it's beginning the dialogue. In the room is P.A. Boyd, and it's possible that there might be some conversations that have security issues, and so during this session, we may end up being an executive session for a short period. So I'll leave that up to him, and we can go from there. So I guess, Ricky, we can have you start it out, and we can follow it where it goes.
Yep. Mr. Chair, thank you, commissioners. Again, this is early stages of this. I just wanted to make sure, I always like to be ahead of the game. I don't like to wait till the last minute. This is a huge opportunity for some departments in the courthouse once the sheriff goes to their new facility. And it really opens up some space needs. There's a lot of departments that needs more space. My team is one of them. And so I would like to kind of start on the third floor, and we'll kind of move down. You know, one of my goals really is too, is I would like to bring as much of the public facing down to the first floor as possible. It keeps them from going upstairs. It keeps everything down on this first floor except for courtrooms. And probably 70% of our people coming in, they're going to, you know, 201 and trying to figure out their fines or something, anything like that. So if I have everything down on the first floor, which I would like to do the court assistants too, I would like to bring them down with 201. And I've had talks with the TCA, and they agree. They would like to kind of have them in a similar area, because a lot of it goes hand in hand with each other. So some of the public that comes into 201 is the public that needs maybe some help on how to fill out a form or any of this. So again, having most of the public facing, and then even if we move the commissioners, my thoughts were to be able to bring the jury assembly room from the second floor down to the first floor. Again, that's bringing everything to the first floor. You're keeping our hallways cleared out as much as possible on that second and third floor, just for some safety and security reasons up above. And it's not maybe if there's court going on somewhere, there's not a lot of noise that's affecting the courtroom while it's in process. Again, this kind of gives us adequate room. I mean, we are so open to like moving and what this looks like in future. And this is just the start. So I want to try to get all the players involved, the stakeholders involved, and just kind of work from here. Again, you know, we're not held to anything. This is so open. So again, I wanted the commissioner's feedback. I love having P.A. Boyd here, and just kind of what is our needs to be. So I would start on the third floor. This is where P.A. Boyd's kind of office is, on this backside here. Here's one of the areas, 310. We're looking at maybe, I would like to move these guys in this area, and I've had multiple conversations with the clerk and Jesse Resti, the deputy clerk, that, you know, to move in some of this stuff around will help facilitate that 201 being able to move down to the first floor. This 310 is the district side of the clerks. I would like to move, maybe open this back up, move them to the other side, to the east side of the building. Cubicles are already in place. There's already enough cubicles. There's not a whole lot of remodel we have to do. It's pretty much a standard just move. And be able to put district clerks with district judges. Even though I know there might be a couple district judges that maybe come down to the first floor every once in a while, but at least it puts them on the third floor with the district judges. So they're hand in hand on the pretty much the same side. And then that opens this space up for maybe the PA wants to add more staff here or change stuff around. Again, this is a lot of opportunity here. It's roughly about 1,700 square feet that's this office is here. And again, right now, I mean, it's set up with a bunch of cubicles in it. But there's nothing saying that we can't go in and take some cubicles out, put some hard offices in, or kind of what is the need for the PA? And so that really opens it up. I know one of the things is, you know, again, does the commissioners want to be closer to the PA? I mean, so it really opens up a lot of opportunities here. And again, I'm here just for some suggestions from you guys, PA Boyd, Chief, anybody. So, well, I'll kind of start off third floor and we'll move down from there.
We're still on third floor, may I?
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, so I think I could just articulate what I think the needs are, at least for my office. So I currently have a divided office, which isn't great for a lot of reasons, but it's terrible to have parts of your office in an extension essentially left out, somewhat forgotten across the street. I would really like to see those folks. I have four attorneys and I think five support staff down there. I would really like us to be unified in one position. It just makes it very difficult to cross the street over here. Yeah, in the juvenile, opposite juvenile probation.
Solving area. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so we would love to see those people brought up. I think that's, if I was going to articulate my top priority, that would be my very top priority, is moving those folks back. And I simply, we have enough office space right now. We could handle the attorneys, but we do not have enough room for cubicles for the staff. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much on the edge. If we dump some city contracts or things like that in the future, that might help us. We might be able to fit everybody in again. But as it is, as it stands, we kind of need that. We have a need for an additional, at least three attorney offices and at least five, but probably a few more cubicle areas. So that's kind of what I'm articulating as far as what I need. And then there's always something that I would like, but I would rather articulate that in executive session if we can.
Chairman, and can I add to that? I think I haven't heard this presentation from the PA before, but I think it makes a lot of sense to group like things together. It's a chemical principle, and I think it makes a whole lot of fundamental sense when you're talking about people and office structure. I would also say, for history that I'm not going to delve into, that I think in that suggestion, putting two offices that close together might be problematic. Like our office and that office, not that we don't have the need to communicate. We do communicate well now. Historically, there might have been some reasons that there would be a need for separation on that. If we want more details, I have them.
If I was going to, and if I may,
yeah.
Commissioners, if I may, the advantage to potentially sharing a public room or having I don't know how to design it. I'm not suggesting that I can redesign this. I'm just, as far as the advantages of having the PA near the PA civil, especially in an accessible place. And I don't mean so close that you're on top of each other. I mean close enough that it's not like the opposite ends of the courthouse as it currently is. That actually does make sense. Not that you need to be in each other's space, but that you can quickly access it. And it would be nice if they were closer to that. If each could use that public meeting room. And I can go into more detail in executive session.
Okay, let's make a motion for that.
Chairman, I move. Did you mean now?
Yeah, let's go into DNF.
I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, for records exempt F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves in recess. Thank you.